I'm Alex Michaels, and this week on The Issue Is, we're driving Los Angeles with the mayor.
All traffic laws were obeyed during the filming of this.
LA Mayor Eric Garcetti invites us to take a ride in his own car for an exclusive look at the billions being invested right now in LA's future.
This is another place we put a huge focus on.
From the Lucas Museum.
When you see this, what do you see?
I see LA at its best.
To LAX.
This is a brand new airport.
To the 6th Street Bridge.
When people see this, what do you want them to think?
I want to think LA does big things.
But it doesn't take long to see homeless encampments along the journey.
How is that not a failure?
We press on the issue of crime.
What do you say to people that feel less safe now?
And allegations he lied to Congress about his top aide.
Repeating an untruth doesn't make it any less untrue.
After more than 20 years of serving LA,
thank you,
Eric Garcetti opens up like we've never seen before.
What do you think this sort of average person doesn't understand about you?
Broadcasting across California, you're watching The Issue Is.
You ready for a ride?
I'm ready. It's beautiful LA day.
Our journey starts at the LA mayor's official residence, Getty House.
All traffic laws were obeyed during the filming of this.
Exactly.
Sorry. Just the mayor.
It was Mayor Eric Garcetti's idea to take us for a ride.
I just thought it would be great to show off the things that the city is doing, to take a great LA day, and instead of sitting at City Hall and trying to summarize almost 9 years as mayor, let's go check it out.
Thank you.
Garcetti was first elected mayor of Los Angeles in 2013 and first elected to the city council in 2001.
I thought I'd run for city council when I was 29, probably didn't have a chance of winning, but why not be the young punk in the race and bring some fresh blood? 21 years later, here I am.
The mayor says he's most proud of progress on public transportation.
You'll have 15 rapid transit lines either built or extended. It's not just one or two. No place in America is doing that now or has ever done that at one point.
He points to 18,000 miles of street construction.
That is the pool, the right side.
And 39 new parks built.
I've tried to be a builder. I've tried to literally build things.
We drive by Exposition Park.
This is another place we put a huge focus on.
Bank of California Stadium, home of LAFC, replaced the aging sports arena here.
Doesn't this stadium feel like this is the future of sports?
Yeah.
We get out of the car nearby to check out construction of the Lucas Museum.
When you see this, what do you see?
I see LA at its best.
The museum is dedicated to narrative storytelling. It should look like this when it opens next year. It's a 300,000 square foot building and a new 11 acre park that's a $1 billion plus gift to the city from the Lucas family. The mayor helped convince George and his wife Melody to pick LA over San Francisco.
San Francisco offered a beautiful site on an island.
Ah.
I said, you can go to an island or you can be here. And there's a dozen schools within walking distance.
All right.
We're back in the car to discuss one of LA's most vexing challenges.
What do you say to critics who blame you that the price of housing is so high and so out of reach for a lot of people?
Well, if I was to define the top three issues facing LA and California, it's housing, housing, and housing.
The mayor says he's made it easier to build near rail lines.
When I came in, we were building a third the amount of housing per year.
But it doesn't take long for us to drive past homeless people living in tents.
It breaks my heart, like all Angelenos.
Allowing people to stay on sidewalks instead of a place to sleep is not acceptable. And so the Bridge Home was born.
Garcetti says the city has built bridge homes and tiny home villages in addition to 27 shelters.
Whenever anybody said, do this, I said, okay, let's do it.
We sit down at South LA Cafe, a black-owned coffee shop the mayor has supported over the years, for a deeper conversation on homelessness. When Garcetti was first elected as mayor in 2013, there were about 23,000 people living on the street, and LA spent $10 million on the issue. At last count in 2020, there were about 41,000 homeless people on the street, with the city spending $1 billion on it.
We're spending more money, a lot more money, and we have more homeless. How is that not a failure?
I think you've had four decades of failure. And I think most politicians ran away from this. I gave a speech a few years ago, just before the pandemic, where I said, I take responsibility for this. Some people misheard that saying, I caused it. I take responsibility because I think that's what all leaders and all of our city, and quite frankly, our nation needs to do if we want to imagine a day without homelessness. This wasn't 2 years of bad things in the making. This was 40 years of no mental health care, of not enough housing being built.
You're on the city council for 20 years, or been serving the city for 20 years. You're 9 years into being mayor, been on the city council since 2001. The problem's getting worse. It's not getting better.
I think this year we might see it get a little bit better. I think we might have hit the peak a year or two ago. But I'm very proud of what I've done individually. I won't take blame for homelessness. That is way beyond Eric Garcetti, and I'm very proud of the work that I've done as a council member and as mayor.
So if you don't deserve blame as the mayor, who does deserve blame for this problem?
I do as an Angeleno, in the same way that we all do. But we collectively, we said no to building more housing. We said we want to preserve the zoning the way it was, redlining years ago, the getting rid of mental health care system.
I urge all Angelenos to vote for Measure HHH.
In 2016, Mayor Garcetti helped persuade voters to pass Measure HHH. It's a $1.2 billion bond promising to build 10,000 units in 10 years.
You asked us to say yes to Prop HHH, yep. Which happened.
Yep.
But the recent audit shows $600,000 per unit, some going for $800,000 per unit. How is that okay?
Oh, I think that that's fake news. You can look at the total cost, and remember, that's not the cost of a housing unit. These buildings oftentimes have a mental health care component. They have facilities that a normal apartment building wouldn't do, and if you divide that into the cost of housing, it sounds like the unit is more expensive than it is.
But even then, so it costs $600,000 to house somebody.
But remember,
here's
services? The most important statistic,
yeah.
Is that for us, we're paying about $130,000 of that. So sure, you could say, let's leave all that other money on the table. I mean, that's how much it costs to build an apartment in Los Angeles these days, if you build it with those sort of services in there. And we can leave that state money and that federal money and have it go to other places. Or we can use that very small amount we use, because we pay about 20% of that cost. And it's $15,000 less than what we promised we would pay our LA City money. I think that's a success.
Garcetti says a city government can't solve homelessness on its own.
If we think that we'll be able to solve it by getting a city government who doesn't have the causes in or the cures out, we don't have a mental health department, we don't have social services, we're not the Veterans Administration, we don't deal with sexual trauma, we don't deal with domestic violence much except for arresting people. All the causes in are usually at other levels of government. But I think what I've changed at City Hall is that City Hall needs to be a responsible player and take responsibility for its share.
Up next, we head to LAX for a look at how the airport is being completely transformed.
This is a brand new airport.
And we press on COVID.
Please stay at home.
And on crime.
Why do you love LA?
You know, LA is this imperfect paradise.
As we continue our drive with LA Mayor Eric Garcetti, we head to Los Angeles International Airport, where the mayor has made record investments.
Our airport sucked. I mean, the seven worst words were, can you pick me up at LAX?
Construction is well underway at the third busiest airport in the world.
It's going to be the best airport in America.
We get out of the car and head up to the airport's old control tower to check out an incredible view of LAX's past, present, and future.
This is the largest spending program in the United States of America on an airport.
It's a $14 to $20 billion construction project that's renovating the entire airport, including two new terminals and two more to come.
This is a brand new airport.
Perhaps the biggest change, the construction of this people mover, which will take travelers to and from terminals and parking lots while cutting down on car traffic.
This people mover, which is the, you know, crowning jewel of a horseshoe that we've all spent more hours in than we care to admit.
All this is expected to be in place well before another of the mayor's proudest achievements.
Paris 24, Los Angeles 28.
Helping to bring the Olympics back to LA for a third time in 2028.
I can't believe I'm here, and we can't wait to welcome you back to LA.
Of course, less joyous, dealing with an unprecedented pandemic.
We need to take these steps to protect our city right now.
Los Angeles, among the first counties to declare a stay-at-home order in March 2020, and eventually enacting among the strictest mask and vaccine mandates in the whole country.
Knowing what we know now, did we do too much?
Not at all. I mean, I'm so proud LA led the way. When people were saying, don't test people that don't have symptoms, we did. When they said cities aren't supposed to be testing, we did. How do you count a human life? For 100 nights, I addressed people live just to say, this is what's happening, to try to reassure people. But I think that Los Angeles was not just a leader in the United States, but in the world. And I think there are people on the streets today who wouldn't be here otherwise.
Freedom of choice!
Freedom of choice!
Still, some Angelenos grew frustrated with the mandates and were angry when they saw this. Pictures of Garcetti without a mask at the NFC Championship and Super Bowl during the county's outdoor mask mandate. We asked him recently about that.
Do you understand why so many people were so frustrated?
I was abiding by the county regulations. For instance, at the Super Bowl, you know, I abided the whole time. You're allowed to eat and drink with the mask off. And I always gave people my face for a picture because that's what they asked for. I think that there's real news out there, and this isn't a real story. My advice is, if you're mayor, don't take the mask off for the picture.
Another controversial topic, crime.
No justice! No peace!
After George Floyd's death led to massive protests in 2020, the LA City Council overrode Garcetti's veto and cut the LAPD budget by $150 million, pledging to move those funds towards disenfranchised communities. Since then, homicides are up. When Garcetti began as mayor in 2013, there were 296 murders. In 2021, there were 397.
What do you say to people that feel less safe now than they did before?
I think, you know, public safety is its job number one, always has been. Luckily, in the last decade, in the 8 years that I've been mayor, it's the safest decade of our lives. We saw across the country homicides and shootings go up. We've been very aggressive this year. It's already down 18% just this year alone, and we're just a few months into this year. So I think that everybody in the pandemic saw folks that were no longer locked up, guns being readily available, and we're being very surgical. I mean, whether it was follow home robberies or whether it was, you know, smash and grabs, we've seen those numbers come down to lower than before those incidents. So, you know, we're funding our police. There's a million more hours of police coverage today than there was when I started.
But to that point, there were some critics that said the police was defunded during BLM and all that. Was that a wrong decision? Was that an overreaction of what was happening?
No, anybody who says they were defunded was wrong. And I said, if you're looking to defund the police, I'm not your mayor. I think we should be adding and making sure that we continue having a strong police department and also alternatives to policing. And
but wasn't the police department budget cut, though?
Not more than any other department percentage-wise. And so, you know, I think it was misreported that people said there was some disproportionate cut. There wasn't. We said we need to do more on racial justice, and we do. We need to have alternatives to putting a badge in front of every problem.
When we come back, we head to the 6th Street Bridge.
Infrastructure is about connecting us with each other.
We talk about the mayor's surprising history with India and about allegations he lied to Congress.
What do you say to people that say, how could you not know? Were you willfully ignorant?
Our drive with LA Mayor Eric Garcetti takes us to the 6th Street Viaduct near downtown LA.
When people see this, what do you want them to think?
One thing, LA does big things. We do beautiful things, and we connect communities.
This bridge from 1932 needed to be rebuilt to be earthquake safe.
And instead of just rebuilding it, we said, what can be a bold kind of statement of our architecture, our optimism, and of the future?
The mayor helping to greenlight a $588 million project, the largest bridge project in LA history.
It's got bike lanes, it's got a park at the end, it's got a walk path, it's going to be able to be lit up at night in colors, and it will be in some ways like the icon for the new LA.
The construction creating 3,900 jobs.
Infrastructure is about connecting us with each other.
By the time all of this officially opens this summer, Garcetti is hoping to be serving President Biden as his ambassador to India.
And when he called and he said, I need you, I kind of stopped in my tracks.
We spoke with Garcetti on the day he was announced as Biden's pick back in July 2021.
Why India?
Well, you'd have to ask the president.
Biden likely didn't know that the father of Garcetti's college roommate was actually the U.S. ambassador to India at the time. Here's a picture of a very young Eric Garcetti.
I visited India. I stayed actually at the embassy where I'll be serving, you know, if confirmed. And I started studying Indian culture and language.
Last July, Garcetti told us about the timing of his Senate confirmation.
If confirmed, I wouldn't be leaving till sometime in the fall.
But of course, Garcetti's still in LA. He was confirmed unanimously by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee in December, but still needs the full Senate's blessing. Iowa's Republican Senator Chuck Grassley wants to put that process on hold. At issue, allegations of inappropriate behavior by Garcetti's longtime top advisor, Rick Jacobs.
In regards to this specific case, I want to say unequivocally that I never witnessed, nor was it brought to my attention, the behavior that's been alleged. And I also want to assure you, if it had been, I would have immediately taken action to stop that.
Garcetti's former communications director, Naomi Seligman, says that's a lie and reached out to Grassley about it. The White House issued a statement saying, quote, "The president has confidence in Mayor Garcetti and believes he'll make an excellent representative in India."
What do you say to people that say, how could you not know? Were you willfully ignorant?
Repeating an untruth doesn't make it any less untrue. I think it's been very clear. We've seen even 30-part investigation that interviewed everybody who's been around me and just says there's no corroboration. Now, that needs to be adjudicated elsewhere, but I will say it 100,000 times because it's the truth. My father and my mother raised me, all you have is your word, that I did not see any of this alleged behavior. If I had, I would have taken action to stop it.
Up next, Eric Garcetti gets personal.
Any regrets?
What do you think this sort of average person doesn't understand about you?
What did his dad teach him about public service? And could he have a future as a professional musician?
If we didn't have term limits, would I be running for a third or fourth term? Who knows?
The end of our drive around L.A. with Mayor Eric Garcetti gets personal.
What do you think this sort of average person doesn't understand about you?
I mean, people haven't seen me, with my hair down, so to speak, that I'm a musician, love comedy, did comedy improv. My oldest friends are my best friends still from the seventh grade. That my greatest joy for my wife and me is our daughter and our foster children that we've had in the past that we keep in touch with. I think people forget that elected officials sometimes are human beings. They think of us as the title.
Garcetti's father, Gil Garcetti, was one of the most famous elected officials in the world as he served as L.A. County District Attorney during the O.J. Simpson trial.
My dad taught me, you're, for a short period of time, this is your job, but it's not who you are. If you don't know Eric going in, you're not going to know Eric coming out.
Garcetti says his dad taught him a lot about service.
I knew that the city wasn't just going to fix itself throughout my life. My dad showed me you got to get involved, you got to be of and in the world, you got to give something back to it. So it definitely inspired me, but I think he wanted me to be like either a musician or an actor. He's like, go pursue that. You don't need to go into politics. Didn't you learn anything from me?
Back in 2018, we surprised Garcetti with a keyboard on the set of The Issue Is.
Thanks for watching The Issue Is.
He surprised us with an original composition.
Is there any part of you that ever thought, I want to do that profession? I mean, you're very accomplished as a piano player. And
sure. I mean, and I still, look, and I don't close that off. My dad's like a great photographer now, so maybe That's my last chapter after public service.
Garcetti hopes his next chapter is in New Delhi and is preparing to leave L.A. City Hall after more than two decades here.
Any regrets?
No, I don't live life with regrets or guilt. I know who I am. My friends are still my closest buddies since I was 13 years old.
What is the legacy of Eric Garcetti as mayor of Los Angeles?
Well, I hope what I've tried to do is two things. Get us back to the basics, which is just basic city services. Stabilize our budgets. Pave a record number of streets, 18,000 miles of streets. Invest in the things people want, 39 new parks. Like, make City Hall work. But then the second half was, I hope the legacy is stuff that people probably don't see and feel now, but just as a guy who loves LA, build that city of the future. Make sure that there's less poverty, a stronger economy, that we can cut traffic, that we can deal with the drought and with earthquakes. All those things you don't get short-term credit for is kind of, I've tried to govern as if I was looking back 10 years later. Was I happy with what I did that moment, at that time? And don't worry about the headlines of tomorrow or the criticisms of today. Think about a city that wasn't always very good at planning in the future, which is why we got to where we are. And I think it's the infrastructure capital of America now. And so the things that we're building and the things that are coming, from the Olympics to the new rail system to the airport, will happen after I'm gone. But I think it's our collective legacy in these last few years.
Our thanks to Mayor Garcetti, and our thanks to you for watching. We end this week where we began, at the mayor's home, Getty House, and with the song that seems perfect. We'll see you next week.